This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160. We're here live on Independence Day, as we are live every single day with you tonight. It's Ian
and TJ the Spy.
We talked a little bit about inflation in the last hour and brought up the gold back, as well as, of course, cryptocurrency as some alternatives as to where you might be able to actually protect your wealth from the ravages of government money printing, and we can talk further about that. There's also been, apparently, a shooting today. It was during a parade, apparently.
A parade in Chicago, yes.
In, was it Highland Park?
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of Chicago?
Yes, it's a suburb.
So we can talk about that if you would like as well, but we're going to go to your phone calls first, where Sarah is on the line. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from New Mexico.
Good to have you guys back now from camping out. So
thanks, Sarah. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
A lot of fun. You know what? The speeding cameras, somebody already sawed it off and cut the pole down. So
All right. Yay. Little freedom. Now, of course, the government's going to be very mad about that.
Well, the thing about it is that there was a lady that called in the radio show that witnessed it. There was a man sawing off a pole.
We need more heroes like this. I know that, Sarah, you love speeding cameras. You love the police. You love the police state and the automatic ticketing of your fellow neighbors. But people in our camp, boy, it just warms my heart to hear of things like that happening.
Yeah, but they have to remove the other ones. But
who has to remove?
No,
what do you mean they have to remove them?
I don't know that. I think there's two of them like that. So they had, one of them is down, but they had to remove the other one so they could figure out how to put it up so they can't fall it off.
If somebody's determined enough, they're going to figure out a way to disable those cameras. If it's too difficult to saw through whatever the pole is, they'll shoot it with a paintball gun or something like that. One of my favorites was years ago, there was a guy in Arizona, and I don't know who it was, but he put on a Santa Claus outfit and got a giant decorated gift looking kind of box, empty box.
Right.
And he climbed up a ladder, put a ladder up on one of these poles where these cameras were. I don't know if it was red light cameras or speeding cameras or whatever it was, but he took this box, this gift box, and set it over the top of the camera. So he didn't actually damage the camera in any way, shape, or form, but he was basically giving a gift to the people of that city by essentially disabling the camera, at least until they could send whatever bureaucrats, probably the fire department, around with a ladder truck.
You know, in addition to those red light cameras and the speeding cameras, there's also the license plate scanners that are becoming more and more commonplace. And I'm just thinking of all kinds of clever. I'm thinking of how to get around those because you can't go anywhere now without being scanned. And
don't they have like some sort of thing that you can put on your license plate where to the human eye it looks like a normal license plate, but to a camera maybe with like infrared light?
I've heard of those. I don't know if they work really well.
Yeah, it may not work at all. But that's, I've heard that it'll make it so the camera can't identify it. That's so I've heard. It's like some sort of an adhesive spray or
I don't know. That sounds a little fishy to me. I mean, I'm more. But, I was thinking, maybe a car, the problem with these scanners is they're automated, so the computers has to identify the license plate. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, what if you just covered your car in various old license plates, a car wrap? The license plate scanner wouldn't know what plate to zero in on.
Is that legal? Probably not legal.
Oh, sure, as long as you have a valid plate.
No.
So, I mean, as long as you have your valid plate affixed to it, then you can have whatever you like.
Noise plates, basically.
Well, yeah, like a car wrap. So that would be
an interesting idea.
Yeah, go around with a car wrap of, you know, various letters and license plates to confuse the scanners.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160 if you want to join the show. The news that I've been just kind of holding on to here that I want to see how is the mainstream media approaching the gold back, because Reuters actually wrote a story about it, this appearing back in April, but I've been holding on to it, and since gold back made a huge appearance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we've been talking about inflation tonight, I think there's a good time for it. So they say here that with inflation running at its highest levels in four decades, and again, that's the government's numbers, so you can trust that the actual inflation is probably much higher. Utah business owner Steve Allred is concerned about the declining purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. To help protect against the possibility that it will get worse, Allred, like many investors, has bought gold. He's also begun to accept some forms of the precious metal as payment in the three hardware stores that he owns with his brother. Allred is among a group of Americans that are increasingly turning to gold as an alternative currency as unprecedented government spending and Federal Reserve easing threatens to further erode the value of the greenback. The dollar has lost 86% of its purchasing power since just 1971, according to the U.S. government's own data. I mean, I can't even believe I'm reading that information in the mainstream media, that Reuters would actually tell its readers that the U.S. dollar has lost 86% of its purchasing power since 1971.
Yeah. That was the year we had a lot of inflation, because my mom would remember that, because thanks to the war in Vietnam and the space race and the peace race and every other race that we've lost since we've lost every war since World War One.
Well, of course, most notably, that was when Nixon took away the gold standard.
Well, yes, with Secretary Connolly. But 64 is when we stopped making our coinage out of 90% silver.
That's right.
And, yep. You know, shortly thereafter when, you know, my father, he was a fireman, but he said, you know, son, when a civilization stops making their money of precious metals,
it's over.
That's a sign that something, you know, that inflation's coming. And so, yeah, in the 70s, they stopped minting silver coinage for the general circulation. And gold, of course, went off the gold standard, and we had a lot of inflation.
Interestingly, it actually points out here that gold prices were only around $40 an ounce at that time.
Yeah.
So in 1971. Now, let's see. Right now, I've got one of those little handy gold price apps. Just over $1,800 for 1 ounce of gold. Now, of course, you can't even buy an ounce for $1,800. You couldn't find one unless you've got, like, a crackhead that wants you know, to sell an ounce of gold.
So, no, you generally, like, if you go to, like, some of these online precious metal dealers, it's like $100.
At least.
$100 over spot is what I pay.
You probably pay at least $2,000 for an ounce of gold. So, I mean, that's a tremendous increase in the price of gold. And a lot of people would say that the gold price is artificially manipulated.
That's what James said.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I mean,
really? Why not?
Just because, you know, people can buy gold and sell gold.
Yeah, but what they say, though, TJ, is that there's a lot of gold sales that happen, and there's no actual gold that's being transferred. So the, you know, big bankers or these, you know, gold dealers that are just essentially faking their customers out, they're selling quote-unquote gold.
Yeah,
but you only get a piece of paper saying that you own gold, and then if you actually want the gold that the piece of paper supposedly represents, then they run around, you know, trying to figure out how to get the gold because they don't actually have it in a vault somewhere.
Yeah, that's one of the things, because I know like 1,000-ounce COMEX bars, that's what the Commodities and Exchange Commission, mm-hmm. they deal in, those 1,000-ounce silver bars, and that's like $22,000. But you can actually buy a 1,000-ounce bar, you know, it's 70 pounds.
Wow.
But, yeah, I want one. You know, I said, instead of a car, honey, get me a 1,000-ounce bar of
silver.
A 1,000-ounce bar of silver.
Oh, okay.
And,
little cheaper.
Yeah, a little cheaper. 10 ounces of gold, you know, that would be a really tiny bar. My father-in-law, he loves gold because he says it's easy to move around. Silver's bulky, and I agree. I'm more of a silver guy because
Well, a gold isn't easy to move around. I mean, it's just easier than silver.
Silver, yeah.
By comparison, of course, cryptocurrency is the easiest.
Yes, crypto is one of the best because you can't lose it if you don't lose your keys, and it can't be stolen from you if you don't give away your private keys.
Yeah, and technically you don't even move it. It just sits on a blockchain, and it's on a ledger, and it's there. Whether you
and anybody with a phone or a computer anywhere in the world can accept it.
But still, a lot of people are looking at using precious metals as currency, and we can continue, and you can share your thoughts as well here on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. There is in the news another... collegiate shooter. He's apparently a rapper, and I'm just kind of digging into him a little bit during the break, so I want to try to learn a little bit more before we get into that story. So if you want to weigh in on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. But I'm talking about something that's a lot more positive, something that can actually help people, which is alternative currencies, alternatives to the U.S. dollar, alternatives not just to the dollar, but to every central bank currency on the face of the planet, because, you know, that there's no, that I'm aware of, there's no central bank currency that is issued that is dollar or that is gold-backed. There's no such beast.
I heard something that Putin was going to put the ruble back on the gold standard.
There's been rumors about that.
But, yeah, it's just rumors.
I mean, if that happens, then that's good mm-hmm. for them. If that happens, it'll be an amazing and completely shocking development. But meanwhile, you can't trust governments when it comes to money. At all. I mean, they debase money. Even back when it was gold, mm-hmm. they would clip the coins, right? So, like, there was always a way for the central bank and the king or whoever it is we're talking about to essentially scam people, to take advantage of an ignorant population, whether it be clipping the coins or filling them with things that weren't actually
valuable,
silver or
yes,
gold. Yeah. So, I mean, they've been playing games like this for a very, very long time until they finally figured out, well, let's just take away the gold entirely and then just print money and print out, you know, paper or cotton or whatever it currently is printed on. And then they can just print as much as they want. And that leads us to where we are today.
Thanks to computers now, you don't even have to physically print the cash.
That's
at least
true.
In post-World War I Germany, the Weimar Republic had to print the Deutsche.
Right. They had to walk around with wheelbarrows full of it.
Now, you know, they'll just give you a $1 trillion stimulus check. You know, I imagine we'll all be millionaires soon or billionaires.
Yeah, and $1 million won't buy you a kitty litter at the grocery store. So there's a story here from Reuters actually looking at some of these alternatives, like the gold back. And I was, you know, wondering how is the mainstream media treating this? Because they treat cryptocurrency like trash. The mainstream media hates Bitcoin, for the most part, and they're going along with their buddies in the banks and the governments and doing everything they can to trash Bitcoin and other cryptos. But so far, this story has been shockingly aware of the situation. They talk about how the dollar has lost 86% of its purchasing power since 1971, when Richard Nixon ended the fixed convertibility of dollars to gold. Gold prices have jumped from around $40 per ounce to $1,900 around now. Now, actually, it's actually around $1,800. But this story, again, from Reuters, in addition to its use in jewelry, central bank reserves, and some industrial applications, gold has long had some passionate advocates who believe it holds its value better than fiat currencies like the dollar, because governments can issue debt and print money at will. And it's not just a belief that gold holds its value better than central bank monies.
It's tested throughout history.
You know.
In fact, I read an article like from a historian, and he said, you know, in 2,000 years ago, during the time of Jesus, an ounce of gold would buy you a new set of clothes.
Fine suit of clothes.
Yeah, fine suit of clothes. 1 ounce of gold. Well, if you took an ounce of gold a day, that's $1,800, $2,000. That would still get you a very nice set of clothes.
A tailored suit.
Yeah, a bespoke suit, which back then, you know, everything had to be hand sewn and custom made. So, yeah, I mean, 2,000 years versus, you know, less than 100 years for the U.S. dollar, 1913 was when the Federal Reserve was established. So I saw the graph. It said the dollar's lost 96% of its value since the creation of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, in the last 100 or so years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great point with the suit of clothes. And there's been other people who've looked at, like, the price of gasoline when it comes to the price of silver, and they've kind of done the same thing.
Yes.
Over time. And so the point there is that these precious metals tend to hold their value over time, whereas the dollar, of course, has done nothing except for go down in value. So that's one thing you can absolutely be sure of, is the dollar is going to continue to fall in value. You will never be able to go to the grocery store and fill up a grocery cart for $100 again. It will not be possible.
Yep.
So, going on. U.S. dollars in circulation are $2.25 trillion, up from $1.8 trillion in early 2020 and just over $800 billion in 2007, according to data from the Federal Reserve. Gold's use as a currency started gaining traction after the financial crisis of 2007 and 2009 and has accelerated during the pandemic since 2020 as the government spent trillions and the Federal Reserve bought unprecedented amounts of bonds in an effort to revive the economy. And that is another thing that happened in 2020 is the Federal Reserve, I believe they not only bought bonds, but didn't they buy stocks as
well? Oh, yes. They've bought everything under the sun. They've just propped up asset prices. And it's like almost what hasn't the Federal Reserve bought?
Just doing their buddies in Wall Street a favor, essentially.
Yeah, well, we can't have the stock market go down. That would be bad. People would...
well,
it has to.
As I understand, it has been going down, hasn't it? I don't pay close attention.
Well, yeah, as the
interest
rates rise, a lot of these malinvestment, there's a lot of companies on Wall Street that shouldn't be there. They should have gone bankrupt back in 2008. And they're going to have
zombie companies, I think is what they call them.
That's what they call them in Japan. I honestly think we're going to have, it's going to happen fast. That's the thing when you look at these things in history. Civilization can be going along for 100 years, and then the collapse usually occurs within a month.
Mm.
So when the U.S. goes...
I hope it happens before November.
That's going to be your trial when I'm coming up here to wear Mr. Bitcoin outfit, and I thought about proposing Mrs. Bitcoin Cash. Mr. Bitcoin is very lonely.
That's funny.
But Mrs. Bitcoin Cash, we can have a wedding, and Judge LaPlante could bless it, and...
Yeah, I don't know if we have enough room for two Bitcoin outfits. That thing's a pretty big beast.
That's a pretty big beast. And we've had some on freekeen.com. You have a picture of me wearing it in front of the Boston Federal Reserve.
Yeah, that's right. That was a cool event.
Yes.
So while it will not challenge the primacy of the greenback, its use is growing fast. Again, talking about precious metals here. Innovations that allow people to use the metal for even the smallest daily transactions are helping to propel the movement. And now we introduce the gold back in this Reuters story. He says they're talking about a man who runs a series of hardware stores in Utah. His name is Allred. He began accepting gold backs at his stores around 3 months ago. This money is infused with particles of gold and comes in denominations ranging from 1, which is 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold, to 50, which is 1/20th of an ounce, or 51/1,000ths. In that time, Allred's customers have bought around $3,000 to $4,000 worth of goods using the currency. So it's actually getting used. He hopes the use of the notes increases and that it can be used for a wide variety of products and services in his community, especially if the greenback continues to depreciate. Now, they use the term inappropriately in that paragraph. It says note. And let's not be confused here. The Federal Reserve note is a note. The gold back is not a note. A note is evidence of debt. That is the definition of the word note when it comes to a financial definition.
I gotta pay the note.
Yeah. So the dollars in your wallet are evidence of debt issued by the Federal Reserve. That's what those things are. Whereas gold backs are actual value. They're actual gold. They're not backed by gold. They're not. There's not gold in a vault somewhere backing them. It's the actual physical product of gold. And that's real value in your pocket. There's more coming.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Law enforcement is identifying a person of interest in today's 4th of July parade shooting in downtown Highland Park, Illinois.
His name is Robert Bobby E. Primo, C-R-I-M-O, the third. He is 22 years of age. He is believed to be driving a 2010 silver Honda Fit.
Spokesman for the Lake County Major Crime Task Force, Chris Covelli, is warning the public not to engage with him. President Biden says he's optimistic about the future of America on this 4th of July. Speaking in front of military families in front of the White House, Biden saying, "Each day we are reminded that nothing is guaranteed and freedom is worth fighting for." And you're listening to USA Radio News. Joey Chestnut is once again proving he's a champion at Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on the men's side in New York City. Chestnut, who dominated the famous Independence Day event over the years, crammed 63 hot dogs and buns into his stomach in just 10 minutes. That's well shy of his own record of 76. It's the 15th time Chestnut has won the event. He did so while recovering from a leg injury. From the nation's capital to San Diego, some of the biggest 4th of July fireworks displays are back Monday night. For the first time since before the pandemic, the fireworks at the National Mall event will feature musical performances on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Meanwhile, 3 million visitors are expected to descend on Harborfest in Boston. On the West Coast, Bay Boom is anticipated to draw up to 500,000 spectators in San Diego. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here if you want. We're talking about real money, not this garbage that the government prints out, but real alternatives like the gold back, cryptocurrency, for instance. But amazingly, the gold back has gotten some pretty major media attention. We're sharing a Reuters story from several weeks ago that it's been pretty positive towards gold backs so far, and pointing out to their readers that the federal government's dollar has dropped in value 86% just since 1971. I think you said, TJ, it's been like 90-something percent.
Yeah, 96%, you know,
since 1913. So, you know, the fact that they're even putting that data in print is pretty surprising. If you want to jump into the conversation, you're welcome to here. The number is 603-283-6160. I mentioned earlier that I discovered the gold back in 2019 at Freedom Fest, and this year, Freedom Fest is back in Las Vegas. It's happening, coming very soon. It's in less than 2 weeks. Starts on July 13th and goes through the 16th. Our very own Mark Edge will be joining thousands of passionate defenders of liberty at the Mirage in Vegas for Freedom Fest. It's the world's largest gathering of free minds. And there's, as usual, a mix of people that are going to attend this event. This is not just a libertarian event. There tends to be conservative types that go to this event, so it's a mix of libertarians and conservatives. Even apparently Andrew Yang is going to be speaking at this event. So you got everybody from Glenn Beck to Spike Cohen, Justin Amash, Senator Rand Paul, Ben Stein, John Cleese. From
that one strikes me. John Cleese from Monty Python.
From Monty Python fame. He'll be there. He's one of their top speakers. And he kind of came out as one of the few sane voices during the COVID insanity. So I suspect that's why they're having him at Freedom Fest, but I don't know what his topic's going to be. You'll have to go to see it for yourself. Go to freedomfest.com. You can use our code and save $50 off the regular rate to attend Freedom Fest. Code FTL50. That's FTL50. The conference theme this year is Turning the Tide, and Freedom Fest has it all. I mean, they've got topics ranging from alternative currencies, like we're discussing here tonight, to economics, politics, the Constitution, philosophy, science, technology, vaccines. There's even a film festival that they have there, and so much more. So go to freedomfest.com, use code FTL50, and I bet you're going to be able to meet the Goldback people there, because I know last year's Freedom Fest, they were the number one sponsor of that event. So they've had an amazing last couple of years. The word has gotten out. The thing about the Goldback is they don't do advertising. They're not a sponsor of Free Talk Live or anything like that. I'm just a big fan of what they do. So people just, it's word of mouth. The reason why these things are selling out wherever it is that they are sold is simply because people want them.
Yeah.
The word is getting around.
I like it because, like I was thinking, I'm used to gold coins and silver coins, but, carrying around these coins gets kind of bulky in your pocket and they jingle and weigh you down. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice? And it's neat to just, it's a polymer and has all the little hologram and foil and, a serial number and everything. So it looks nice and you can put it in your wallet and walk around with real gold money.
And spend as small as $4 worth of gold, which you could never do prior to the gold back. That's an impossibility. I mean, the smallest denomination prior to the gold back's 1/1000th of an ounce is probably a tenth of an ounce. And
it's about the size of a dime.
Yeah. You could lose that fairly easily, and then you've just lost, $200 worth of gold.
That's what always struck me about gold is, I have a I don't have a lot, but most of them, I like the Krugerrands, because those are 1 ounce gold coins from South Africa. But I do have a 10th ounce gold American Eagle or a dime. It's about the size of a dime. And it's just like, wow, that little tiny thing is $200.
Well, no, it's probably a lot more than that, because there's a premium. Whenever you start getting down smaller and smaller denominations of gold, the premium gets higher and higher. So I don't have the price of a 10th ounce in front of me, but I bet you it's at least $50 premium on top of that.
Yeah. So
they interviewed Jeremy Corden. He's the founder and president at Goldback Incorporated. He said that around a quarter to half of small businesses in Utah will accept the Goldback. The company has sold around $30 million across the country, and Corden thinks the Goldbacks could grow to around $1 billion in market cap over the next 5 or 6 years, though the speed of growth is constrained by how quickly the company can print the money. Now, what's interesting that I learned not too long ago about the Goldback is that the creator of the Goldback is well aware of the Liberty Dollar, which used to be America's number one alternative to the government money system.
It was an ounce of silver, and what got him into trouble was, I believe, he uttered a coin, and it bore a very strong resemblance to the U.S. silver dollar.
Yeah, they went after him for counterfeiting, even though...
Counterfeiting a coin, or making a coin that resembled or was designed to confuse a person that could have been a legitimate American silver eagle, because instead of saying "In God We Trust," it said "Trust in God," and it's like one ounce
of silver. Statue of Liberty on the front, and there were a few different things. To me, it was obvious it was not a government money, but that was what their argument was, and
that a normal person would be confused by this. And
yeah, I think they did get the conviction in that case. Sadly, he luckily did not go to prison, I don't believe. Thankfully, Bernard von Nothaus, the creator of the Liberty Dollar. But what Jeremy from the Goldback Company pointed out is, in a few short years, they have a larger market cap of goldbacks available in circulation than the Liberty Dollar did after almost a decade of getting the word out and doing the Liberty Dollar business. So they've already exceeded that by quite a bit, and it's only been, you know, 3 years that the gold back has been in existence. So it's been a tremendous success story.
Yep. And I've heard, you know, there's rumors about a gold bag vending machine coming. I don't know if it'll be ready for next year's Pork Fest, but I was hearing whispers about that, like various engineers that congregate around the engineers to find out what's going on.
I've heard about this vending machine technology as well, and I think it's an awesome idea, and I think it'll be something that is very exciting. I hope the federal government doesn't come and steal it from its creators, because you know they're going to be aware of it, and they're going to be concerned about it.
I miss the old days, like when the health inspector showed up and said, you need to have a health inspection permit, and you started going around filming them and saying, boo.
Jason Cousins, so they don't just talk about goldbacks here. They talk about Glint Pay, which is another product we found at Freedom Fest. He's the CEO of Glint Pay. What they do at Glint Pay is they actually have a MasterCard that is gold-backed.
Oh, yes. And it's linked to the market price of gold. So when you spend your dollars, it converts into gold. And so you put like 5 ounces of gold on it and you slowly...
It's the reverse. So so you have gold on the card, and when you spend at a merchant, obviously the merchant isn't going to take gold. So they get dollars, but they're converted from your gold on deposit. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an interesting idea. Now, it's a debit card or whatever, so of course there's going to be fees involved, and I don't know offhand what those fees are. And to me, a product like Glint, while it's a cool idea, and they seem to be doing pretty well, it just doesn't have the same appeal to somebody like me, where to actually physically have the gold, in this case, you got to trust somebody, right? Like in the case of the debit card, you got to trust they actually have the gold in a vault and that, you know, your name's on it and the government's not going to come and take it. Of course, the government can come to your house and take your gold anyway. They've done that in the past.
Well, that's what I said. Like, at least if I'm to be robbed, I want to have them at least physically come into my house with guns drawn and say, we're taking your gold and silver. But with crypto, it doesn't matter how many guns they have. They can't seize your crypto. And
as long as you know what you're doing.
As long as you know what you're doing. I basically say as long as you keep your
Keep it on an exchange.
Yeah, don't keep it on an exchange. Keep your private keys private. And as long as you are in control of your private keys, nobody else can spend your money. So it's a wonderful way to have, like, unstealable money, especially if the biggest threat of being robbed is from the government.
We got more coming up here talking about alternatives to the U.S. government money, like the gold back and these other gold-based currencies. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to jump into the conversation, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. We're here on the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join in here. Talking about alternative currencies on the rise these days. Even the mainstream media is acknowledging it. We're sharing a story from Reuters that actually talks about the gold bag and another company called GlintPay. These are ways for people to spend and hold actual value in the form of precious metals, specifically gold, silver, etc. It's Ian and TJ in the studio here tonight. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We do have our own social media platform there at social.freetalklive.com. That is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show. So head on over there to social.freetalklive.com. And you can do that there. Nobody, by the way, just joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You look peppy.
Yeah, I just crawled out of bed. I have been completely out of my tree this week.
Well, glad to have you here. As you see, we have TJ's.
Yeah, it's good to see you, brother. I'm sorry you had to take the plea deal, but I understand the pressure the Fed's putting on when they turn the screws. And
yeah, it was. I don't know. I'm halfway regretting it.
Well, I understand it's better than that. Better take a half-hearted defeat instead of going full-blown and getting really reamed at trial.
Yeah,
I was looking forward to just having the defense calls nobody to the stand.
Well, that can still happen. As I understand it.
If the defense wanted to call me, I would certainly
we don't want to talk about that in the air. By the way, Ian, just so you know, our friendship has gotten me more FBI raids and subpoenas because we were out in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
This was back in April.
And all of a sudden, one day, I go out to, you know, go get James some food, and I notice these two people in suits were looking at his car.
Creepy.
Yeah, and I'm just going, well, that's kind of odd. And it turned out it was the postal inspectors there to deliver him a subpoena to come testify about what he knew about you. And so we had to hire lawyers to get us out of that. But I said, you are a bundle of legal liability, my friend, being friends with you.
So did you manage to beat the subpoena?
Yes, my attorney and his attorney, we all sat down. I said I didn't know anything, and they said, okay. And I said, there goes $5,000. And the attorney representing James, they lost interest in him once he hired an attorney. So there's like, you know. Lawyers are expensive, but if they do their jobs right, they really, you know, save you a lot of heartache.
That's the hope. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Olivia on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I called about Truth Smacks, but real quick, I hadn't heard that they got rid of the Miranda, reading your Miranda rights to you. This is the only place I've heard that. That's really shocking to me.
Yeah, it's been mentioned here and there in the news. Obviously, it hasn't gotten the same level of press as the Roe versus Wade or the gun permit decisions that the Supreme Court has made. But what about Truth Smacks?
So I tried to order online, and the shipping calculator wouldn't work. So I ended up emailing the lady who runs it. Her name, I believe, is Suzanne.
Yeah.
And she was so nice. I ended up trying both the peppermint and the original, and I told her I didn't want, like, ice packs or anything like that. Like, I was good with it coming how it came. And so the chocolate had melted on the seeds and the nuts, and it made these, like, turtle-like clusters. Oh, my gosh. It was so good. You guys weren't kidding. Like, I was like, they're really hyping this up. Is it that good? And I have to say the peppermint is also my favorite.
Oh, wow.
And one other thing. She also sells this really cute children's book called The Earth is Round and Flat, and it's about this grandmother with this magic cane who flies her granddaughter around the planet to prove the flat Earth theory. I'm not sure I'm convinced, but it's adorable. So it's definitely a conversation starter. But she was so nice. This was the best customer service.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, certainly we're going to have our issues when it comes to flat Earth. But like I said to somebody who had brought that up on our social media, I said I don't have to agree with all of my advertisers 100% to promote a good product. And Truth Smacks is a great product. If you like trail mix, it's the best one I've had.
But I'll tell you this: if you go to different parts of the world and you look up in the sky, you see completely different stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? On a flat Earth, when you looked up, we would all be looking in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So at a certain distance, we would all see the same stars. Okay?
Indeed.
On the only way we can look out and see a completely different set of stars is for the Earth to be globular.
One of many solid arguments. I didn't want to go off in that direction, but I do want to point out we spoke with Suzanne. She was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and she's been, I guess she's made a big decision in her life, and that is that she is going to possibly move to, I guess, I think it was South Korea. So she's actually looking to sell.
God.
Yeah, she's looking to sell the Truth Smacks business. So anybody that's interested in buying an existing, what do you want to call it, successful or not, it's new, new business, then she is putting that up for sale. She's also doing a farewell discount. So for anybody that wants to buy Truth Smacks, you can get a 15% off by using code FAREWELL15 at checkout. And she says she's going to throw in a 3.5-ounce bag for every 10-ounce bag that people order here. So just to get rid of the remaining inventory she has as she winds down things at Truth Smacks, which is it's a shame, but,
it's too bad she's winding down.
Yeah, not everything lasts. Nothing lasts forever out there. And maybe somebody wants to pick up the business from her, they can reach directly out to her. Olivia, thanks. Anything else you want to share tonight?
The one interesting thing that I took from the flat Earth theory is it seems to kind of be an emotional response, because I talked to her about it, and I had an open mind. Usually I kind of always laugh these people off, but I think for her it was more like, you know, we are the center of the universe, and, like, we're very significant in the stars. And me personally, I like the Star Trek approach where there's a billion worlds out there with these crazy 1960s aliens hanging out. It was just kind of touching to connect with somebody, and I just feel like that's such you know, in this age of corporations and
right.
and you know, it was just really meaningful to me.
Yeah, it's cool to, you know, have a business owner that you can actually get in touch with. She does it all, right? Like, she's doing the making it, the bagging, the sealing all herself. In a commercial kitchen down there in Florida where she lives at the moment. Thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. And, you know, that kind of personal touch, it goes a long way for a lot of folks. And, of course, for those that don't know, Truth Smacks is it's an amazing trail mix brand that has there's different varieties, but the most important aspect for our purposes is the bags actually have a bunch of really cool truth-related quotes, some really inspiring pro-freedom messages are on this product packaging. So it's a pretty cool business that she's put together, and like I said, she's looking to sell it. So check out truthsmacks.com. And if you want to buy some of the last remaining inventory, code FAREWELL15 will get you that 15% off. All right, so the number here is 603-283-6160. Nobody, you, I don't know if you heard, we were talking about the gold back and the fact that mainstream media had written a story. There's a Reuters piece that came out back a couple, I don't know, several weeks ago at this point. And since we were talking about inflation tonight and Goldback had a huge presence at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I don't know did you have a chance to stop by their booth and see what they were doing?
I saw their booth. I didn't stop by, actually.
They were giving away Goldbacks to everyone who entered the park. So even,
really?
Yeah, even people who just got the day pass, so people that were just showing up for one day and leaving, they would hand a free Goldback coupon at the front desk of Rogers Campground, and then whoever received that coupon could just go to the Goldback booth and get themselves a free 2022 Goldback, which is pretty awesome.
I wish I'd known about that.
Yeah.
I can always use another Goldback.
So we're talking about some of these alternatives, like the Goldback. There's another company out there called GlintPay. Jason Cousins is the CEO of that company, and they say that apparently about half of their 105,000 customers are based in the United States, and their registered users have increased by 500% in the first quarter as compared to the fourth quarter. He says, quote, "The money we're using in less than one person's lifetime has lost most of its purchasing power, and that's what's driving everything. You start thinking about, well, why is money depreciating? Why is it outside of my control?"
I love the way Ron Paul illustrates gas prices with silver dimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can trade, if you pay in actual silver dimes, the gas price is about the same as what it was 30 years ago.
We got more coming up here. If you want to jump in to the conversation, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.